single day in practice with Lamar. So I think that prepares us, and we've been preparing all camp for it.
He's not new to this building or getting thrown in the position, but just your thoughts on Gino and how he's really stepped up, especially last week, and his role will continue this.
Yeah, I mean, I said it last week when I knew Gino was going to get the start. And I have full faith in him. He did the same thing last year. Came in, did his thing while Marcus was out, and super happy for him that he got another pick. And should have cribbed it, but that's a conversation for another time. But yeah, he's doing well. He's going to keep stacking on it.
Was that an intense conversation of what he should have maybe done besides go out of bounds?
Honestly, if I was just happy he picked it. Everything else is a plus at that point. But you know, everybody's been giving him a hard time about it. But it was a great play. It was a great read. And he made the play. Just got to make a fantastic play.
Yeah, it looks like it could be Gardner Minshew for them this week. Does that change things for their offense and how you prepare? You know, he's kind of got that gunslinger mentality.
Yeah, and I was just saying, he provides a different set of problems that Anthony Richardson does. Obviously, Anthony Richardson's highly drafted, super talented. He's been doing well the past two games. Unfortunately, he got hurt. But Gardner Minshew steps in, and he's done a great job wherever he's been at, stepping in. And when teams needed him, he's performed well. So, like you said, he's got a great arm, makes good decisions, and it's going to be a challenge for us either way.
Yeah. Just kind of reinforce everyone having to be ready to kind of move around and adjust.
Yeah, I think AD was turning a lot of heads the whole camp, and might have had the best camp out of anybody on the team, honestly. And he's been playing his butt off, and it sucks to see him go down like that, especially at this time, and he's been playing so well for us. But I think just the whole DB room, it's kind of been a testament the first 2 weeks of the season. Guys go down, guys step in, make plays. So guys like Art, Millett, and Darrell Worley, Gino last week, it's been kind of a revolving door back there so far. But there's been no drop off, and we kind of preach that every day. Yeah, I think Coach McDonald, Coach Hewitt, Coach Wilson, they all do a great job of keeping us flexible at certain positions, and they always try to preach everybody should be able to play everything, which is kind of a hyperbole in a sense, but at the same time, it's really not, because we're so flexible on the back end that guys can move in and out of different places, and like BC can go inside, go to safety, play outside, and like myself, I can go down and play nickel or play safety, and like a lot of people in the back end can do that. And it's like a pitcher having a bunch of different pitches. Don't just want to be throwing the same fastball the whole game. You want to have some change-up, slider, stuff like that. So it's a different look for the offense.